Thank you and good morning. Good morning to all. I want to start by letting you know that the conference is going to be in Spanish, but you will have simultaneous interpretation to English for those that are here from other countries. It's our pleasure to present to you the results of Grupo Nutresa in the first quarter of this year, and I start by just making a comment about them. The results were very good as to profitability and as to sales. We have to explain several factors because of work days or price reduction, but if we put these factors aside, the growth in earnings is also reasonable. Now, the most to highlight is the profitability of the period, and actually it was higher than what we were expecting even. And three factors came together in a positive way. Raw materials costs, the productivity of the group that has been increasing in a very important manner, and the mix of the products sold. Those three factors put together favorably made the earnings, the industrial earnings or the gross earnings, to grow in a very important manner. Also, the expenses of the period, you will see, were very controlled, even under what was expected, and that of course makes the profits, the operative profits, be higher than what was expected. As to sales, and I was mentioning it, there are several factors, because if we see the sales, they seem like if they were flat, there was no growth. But we need to see a first factor in the period, which is the one of the working days because of the Holy Week, and especially in Colombia and in Central America. In Colombia, it's kind of heavy on us because this quarter had 72 work days and last year was 76. There already we have an important factor of comparison. In second place is the decrease in price. The decrease in price in the company. The company, as we saw, that the profitability was very positive, and the demand, which of course also needs to be recognized, was somewhat weaker. It was decelerating from the mid of last year. We decided then to absorb the impact of the increase in prices because of the IVA, the taxes, for our food products of our company that came from 10 to 16%. And that way we would avoid a higher cost of our products for the end consumer. In Colombia, if we talk just about the domestic sales, that factor is 1.5%. And if we see the sales internationally speaking, which we will see, we will do later, there is also a factor that is impacting the sales, which is the devaluation of Venezuela. So there are three factors that are extraordinary that need to be seen, each one, so that we can analyze the development of